Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. I'm so happy you are joining me today. Someday I'm going to get this perfect, but then I guess if I do, I won't be human. I'm so pleased to have you here. Please forgive me for stumbling occasionally with words. It's something that just happens over which I have no control as a human, as my mind is pulling together, unless I script this. And let me talk a moment about scripting. I don't script, and Bob doesn't script. And the reason we do not script is because we want to stay open to the universe, to God, communicating with us so that we can say what should be said through our lips. And on occasion, what is said is a word that our human mind thinks, what? And I'll give you an example. The other day, I used the word struggling with meditation. And the minute the word came out of my mouth, I felt an urge to go back and fix it. But somehow, I didn't because I knew it was the right word. And that's what we've been doing since January 1st, is we've been working on meditation and struggling with the process. Struggling because it takes time away from those things that we have habitually put into our life in its place. And so what I am working with you in the mornings is helping you and helping myself to set up a time every day where I have an appointment with God, where I am giving myself permission to not be thinking about the other matters in my life, but for a few minutes joining with God and celebrating that union, recognizing my value, and seeking and opening myself up to the message that I might be able to take with me through the day to keep me calm and to keep my day in focus. Let me share with you that we have been talking, as you know, about many topics associated with meditation. We, on Sunday, talked about chakras. I want to again direct you to my blogs, and you will see that I put up a picture of the chakras to help those who need to have something to visualize, to see in their front of them. And I'm using that in opposition to the idea of visualization, which we have also talked about. Visualization is a tool that people use to get themselves into the right emotional, spiritual, and physical place to be meditating. Visualization is imagining yourself in a place that is comfortable for you, calm for you, beautiful for you, a soothing spot where you can relax. As I indicated yesterday, I try to do that wherever I am. I am trying to work on being at peace in my life. I don't always succeed, and you won't always succeed, in taking yourself to a place of calmness in your mind, doing some visualization. Now, in doing that, if you don't succeed, that's okay. If you succeed for 1 or 2 or 3 seconds, that's okay because that's progress. And every day you can add on to that, and there will be days when you cannot add on to that, and that's okay. It's just consciously taking some time to just be alone or all one with God. However much time you have to commit to that or to give to that, or you don't. There are wonderful yogis out there who meditate all night long and do not sleep. They don't need to sleep because they're in union with God, and in doing so, they refresh their body, their mind, and their soul. So it's how much time you can give. We've also, in addition, talked about setting the stage by working with fragrances, burning some incense. There's some wonderful candles, something that will remind you. We are using music to set the stage. We've been listening to SonoSync thus far this week, and we're going to listen to a portion of a CD. I don't know what they call them anymore. Let's call it a song from a new musician that we're going to be listening to for the next 3 days after this, and his name is Diasil, and we're going to listen to Alpha Message, a part of today, and we're also going to finish with SonoSync with Ships That Sail Away Forever. I like both of these for much the same reason that I very much like the Singing Bowl, even though we can all agree I'm not an artist with it. I like it because I feel a vibrational pull that aligns my chakras. A vibrational pull that gets me ready and then keeps me going. It's as though there's just something resonating in me with the music I've selected. But I want you to know I'm interested in what helps you get ready for meditation and would be honored to play any song that you bring to my attention. If you've prepared a song yourself, using a synthesizer, created a song. If you have created a song by singing. If you have created a song in any other format, send it to me. We'll test it. And we'll all give you our honest feeling. Once again, the two that I am using this week, and I will select more next week, SonoSync and Diasil, are there because of the intonation that it touches my soul when I listen to the music. I hope you feel the same. So we have music, and then, of course, we have breathing. Now, of all of the things that I have talked to you about, breathing is paramount. Breathing is your safety mechanism, and interestingly, so few of us do it. But if you get in a habit of taking deep breaths to move into meditation, you can also develop exactly the same habit to take you through times of chaos and trouble and disappointment and pain. Those things come to everyone, those connected to God and those not connected to God. Although we all are a part of God, we don't all choose to recognize the communion that God is offering us every day, every minute, every second, and every millisecond. Buddha talked about that suffering, and the imagery that I always have is of the pond that Buddha is in front of, and all of the suffering and all of its various forms and disguises are coming up out of the palm in an effort to pull Buddha away from his peace, away from that union with God, into the suffering of the world. And he resisted. So being pious does not mean that all good things will happen to you. So being at peace and meditating does not mean that every day will be wonderful. Because there will be days our human form will take us into the chaos. Our feelings will get hurt. We will be sad at a loss. We will be elated at a victory. And all of those things can pull us away. But what I am telling you today is that breathing can take you back. Three deep breaths. So as I teach you about meditation, I'm also teaching you a bit about living in peace. And today our guided meditation is going to be uniquely day 7. Pardon me, as those of you who have listened before, you will know that the passage and the picture that goes with that passage can be found in my blog under Uniquely, Day 7. It will have the image created by Janet from Selma and the words that were written between God and I. Pardon me. And so with that said, I want to give you just a few minutes to collect your mind and collect your thoughts, and we'll listen to a little bit of Alpha Message by Diocel. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, and then we will begin our meditation practice. Once again, let's imagine ourselves joining together for this meditation practice. Let's imagine ourselves reaching out arms as far as they can go as we reach around the world in a circle of love. When we started this process on January 1st, we had to reach a very far distance. But by today, we have grown in numbers, and now it is just a simple reach. A little bit more than just holding your hand down to your side, but we are starting to connect in a circle of love as we begin our appointment with God. And now let us begin the process of breathing deeply. And I'm going to take you through the chakras so that you can use those in your mind to align up your antenna and feel comfortable. In doing so, I want you to know that is not part of my normal practice. I am normally so eager to get there that I sit down, get myself comfortable, get into the lotus position, which, by the way, is the flower on the side, too. It's known as the lotus. I get into that position, take my deep breaths, and I am flying. It's wonderful. But for now, we are going to begin with breathing and aligning our chakras together. I suggest always that you breathe through your nose to breathe in the good, clear, cleansing air, and that you blow out the air and the negativity that is in your body through your mouth. I suggest that you imagine that you are taking those breaths as though they come through the soles of your feet. And if you were in a lotus position, those would be facing upward toward the light. The elongation of the breath makes certain that you completely fill your body. Oh my goodness, what if you can't do that? What if you are not able to breathe in one long breath from the soles of your feet? Don't worry about it. Breathe in two, breathe in three. Let's just begin the process. If it takes all of your three deep breaths just to get up through your body one time, don't worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. You are perfect, just the way you are today. You are loved in every experience, you have had, good and bad, were necessary to make you be the person you are right now. Your moment of redemption is ahead of you. You have nothing to do but believe that God loves you and breathe. So taking the deep breaths now through the soles of our feet, we're going to carry that breath up the front of your calf. We're going to take it across the front of your thighs. We're going to take it through the red zone of your base chakra. We're going to pull it up past your sacral chakra, the soul, which is orange. Imagine the orange. Pull it past that yellow zone, that healing zone of the solar plexus chakra. Let's keep pulling that positive breath up through the heart, this vibrant green color. We're going to move it past the voice or throat chakra, the place that rests all of your communications about love, your ability to say I love you. Let's pull it forward. We're going to go through the third eye, and this time, as you go across the crown chakra, the top of your head, I want you to feel that opening and the light of the universe beginning to feed you the wonder and joy that reflects the special you, your soul. Let's feed your soul. And now, with the power of the universe, blow out the negative energy going down your back. And you're going past exactly the same chakras. And as you are, you're cleansing them, aligning them, and pulling out all of the negativity that's been in you today and any day. Those things that cling to us like a magnet, that cause us to judge ourselves as less than. The next movement, once again, pulling the air through the soles of your feet. We're going to go up past the calves, the thighs, the base chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, through your heart, up through the throat chakra, through the third eye, and now once again, open your crown chakra and feel the glory of the universe beginning to feel your body and help you blow out the negative energy as the positive energy of the universe courses through your body. And one more time, this time quietly breathing, pulling the air up, 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 filling your crown chakra open as you drive the negativity of your life with the blowing out, and drive it back through your feet into the earth. Let us join together. And let us send positive, loving energy as we're holding hands, empowering each other, sending love and peace to the universe. Imagine those who make you sad, those whose conduct you don't respect, and send them love. It is the challenge to love the unlovable. Send love to those whom we do not respect. Send good thoughts to them. Hope that they come to know the peace that we are coming to know. Send them the joy of unifying with the union of God through the process of meditation. Send them the hope that they may learn to send them your love. Imagine this circle of us, friends. Our circle is exploding with the energy of love. It's popping around the planet. It's going up the latitudes, around the longitudes. It's going every direction. The earth is vibrating with the love that we are sending. The passage that we decided to read today is uniquely day 7. But before we do, I'd like to share a Muslim reading, please. And I'd like you to hold it in your heart as we move forward. I am you, O God. You are my being. You are the fulfillment of all of my desires. I embrace you in my innermost thoughts. Your soul and my soul are the two lamps shedding a single light. Halaj Diwan. And our passage. Glorious times await those who listen. The word listen is also the same letters as are used in the word silent. Glorious times await those who listen. The Divine One is connected with you right now. Feel the messages. Feel the presence and know the Divine One is always there. You are never alone. Always all one. Remember, my friends, when God said, I am that, he meant, I am you. God was talking about you. He was talking about each and every one of us. I tend to use the male pronoun for God, not because I think that God has a sex necessarily, because I don't really. God's just God, the infinity, the universe, the all that is. God is known by the name Allah. God is known by the name Yahweh. God is known by thousands of names. As people join their minds with the realization that there is something beyond us and recognize a connection to that spirit, to that unity of whole. And a connection grows when you begin to believe that you are enough for God to be waiting for you to call, for waiting for you to simply open your heart and say, I am ready. I am ready to hear your message. I forgive myself for not being perfect. I forgive myself the failings of this human spirit and body. And I embrace my holy divine heritage, my inheritance from the universe, my connection. I embrace my parentage. I am a child of God. I open my mind. I open my heart. Breathe, my friends, breathe. As you're breathing, I want you to remember and to affirm your value. I am loved just as I am. I am one with all things. Release those times when you've forgotten that you're connected to others. Those times when you've been angry. Blow those out. Blow out your negative energy. Blow out your judgment of yourself. Blow out other people's judgment of you. Recognize your connection, your heritage, your heritage. You are ready. You are ready to open your heart and believe you are valuable. As we move into our meditation music today, I would like for you to use the affirmations we've been working on. Whichever one opens your heart and reminds you of your connection to the universe, to God, to Allah. I am one with Allah. Oh, wow. I am one with Allah. I am valuable. I am enough. I am loved. Believe that and empower yourself to love others. Namaste, my friends. Let us now listen to our music, Ships That Sail Away Forever by Sono Singh. Once again, Sono Singh and DSL also have a fairly long introduction. Please bear with it. I hope that you stay. Namaste. May peace be with you. And may the beauty of God, let's call God love. May you know the beauty of love holding your hand today as you move forward. Thank you.